You're listening to Off the Clock, KBI's weekly arts and culture show, and I'm Erin McKinstry. Adventure can mean different things for different people. It could be climbing a mountain or going on a road trip. For Kansas City native Sarah Dykeman, it means bicycling over 11,000 miles from Mexico to Canada and back. Recently, she passed through mid-Missouri on the Katy Trail, and I had the chance to chat with her about her most recent epic adventure. It's a hot day at Cooper's Landing. The Missouri River stretches to the right, and a bluegrass band and crickets hum in the background. People are scattered about, listening, drinking beer, and fanning away the heat. I glance around for Sarah Dykeman, who's just arrived from Jeff City by bike and who's heading toward Mexico. I don't see her, but I do see her bicycle. The bike is bright pink and loaded down with stuff. Suddenly, Sarah appears with a Mr. Pibb in hand.
My bike weighs, like, probably, with all the stuff, probably weighs around 80 pounds, and I go really slow. Like, I can barely lift it up. And when people are giving me a hard time or, like, mansplaining how to, like, take care of a bike, I'm just like, just pick up my bike. And then when they can't pick it up, I'm like, okay, now we can talk.
A cardboard map of the United States is perched on the back of Sarah's bike. Her route is drawn in pink. Above it, the word Butterbike. That's the name of Sarah's journey.
Butterbike is a bike tour I'm doing to follow the migrating monarch butterflies from Mexico to Canada and back. And along the way, I'm sharing the story of my trip, as well as the story of the monarch butterfly, to get people excited about the monarch, to kind of show the monarch in a different light, and to encourage folks to plant butterfly gardens for the migrating monarchs.
She explains that butterfly gardens are filled with native nectar plants for adult monarchs and milkweed for caterpillars. Over the last 20 years or so, scientists have noticed a decline in monarch populations. Partly because we've gotten rid of a lot of the plants they feed on.
There'll be these stretches of road in the countryside where every ditch will have these 2-foot milkweeds and there'll be hundreds of caterpillars. And then I'll hit the stretch where the city's mowed or I'm homeowner's mowed. And you just know, like, all that's gone. Like, all those developing caterpillars, all those chrysalids, all that life, like, was just erased.
Although Sarah can't stop people from mowing their lawns, she can raise awareness for the monarch. This is her fifth big adventure and her third stopping in schools and giving presentations. Her first was a year-long bike tour to 49 states. She talks to kids about monarchs, but she also talks about taking the path less traveled.
They're not all going to want to go on an epic adventure someday, but they're all going to want to do their own thing. And I think just seeing someone that's come up against people that told me it's not possible or that no one's ever done it before, hopefully is just that seed that reminds them that they can do whatever they want.
Sarah's already covered 7,472 miles on her bike. She went to Canada, and now she's heading back to Mexico, where she and the monarch started. From November to March, monarch butterflies congregate in one spot in one forest in Mexico.
And when it's cold, they cling to the branches. When it starts to get warm, they'll, like, stretch their wings out, so you'll get these bursts of orange. And then when it gets really warm out, they'll start to fly. And my favorite part is looking up at the blue sky and seeing all this orange. But my second favorite part is just, like, closing your eyes and hearing the flapping of millions of butterfly wings.
If we're not careful, she says, their epic journey could disappear.
People see me and they're like, wow, you came from Mexico? That's so crazy. And then I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I, like, just back up. Like, this little monarch that's, like, doesn't have a bag or a backpack or a phone or anything is making this trip. And, like, I think we need to be as equally as excited about that.
Thanks for listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's arts and culture show. I'm your host, Erin McKinstry. See you next week.